You know, I'm just using the car more than anything.
There you go. Yeah. But it's still there, whatever you want it.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right. Good. You're good.
All right. Hi, baby.
Morning.
Don't interrupt the principal.
Excuse me.
This is our HOA meeting, Vermont Valley Association, December 10th, 2022, at 9 a.m. I'm Michael, the president. Good roll call.
David.
Roger.
To whatever. And.
All right. Anyone want to adopt the agenda?
Absolutely.
All right. Agenda adopted. Number three, public comment for non-agenda items today. All right. No public comment besides what's on Facebook.
What's on Facebook?
Well, I'll say what's on Facebook.
So I should...
The potholes, and then, not being filled like normal. That's one of the normal comments. Oh, the excavator not being used on the last snow day. And then, someone actually stood up for us and said, hey, none of us know or are trained to drive it, so really can't do anything. So,
what do you do with an excavator?
No, because
use the grader to clear snow, but you better have a foot of snow before you try using it, because you can't.
Yeah.
You can't have the blade on the ground; it'll tear everything up.
Right.
So yeah, it's for deep snow.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess they want you to go out there with hair dryers now and dry the road for them.
Maybe we should make snow.
Yeah. Wait till 7.
Just buy one of those machines.
Ski resort.
They weren't happy with the way that the bags were just sitting in the holes temporarily. So then, but we were on it that same day, so we went out there.
Sorry about that, but somebody put two bags in there. I didn't do it.
Oh, that was the neighbors. They put that in.
But then I put some in the holes too.
Yeah. So we didn't have to fix it.
And I put them on the side in the stickers, so I pick up the bags and the stickers.
So,
excuse me, what is?
Yeah. No, it's all right. It's public comment still.
Okay, I'll call you John.
Number three, any more public comment for non-agenda items?
I wanted to just state that I gave you the telephone number for Bill Gehring.
I have received Bill Gehring.
And he has the heat gun, and I don't know what else he has.
Oh, that's right.
But, so he's going to be waiting for you to call him to go pick that up. And
his heat gun? I'm sorry?
Bill's got the heat gun.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, he wants you a telephone number of Liam and John, so that they're crew members, but they have to be on the agenda.
Yeah, I've got Liam's number.
He's
they have to listen.
John, I'm sorry,
that's his brother.
John.
Oh.
So, we'll get their name, Liam, John, and Bill, all on the work committee team.
Yeah.
Once we sign and send the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Stuff so that we're actually operating officially.
Right. Bill's willing to help, but just to a point, because we, like he said last night when I was talking to him, we've been on this for a long time.
No, I
understand.
Trying to get a younger.
Are you in retirement mode? Are you told me you? Bob?
Never.
Yeah, he can't retire to go. Am I disrupting things?
Yes.
Absolutely. But, we enjoy it.
Go ahead, come on.
All right, so there's no more public comment for non-agenda items. Number four, anybody would like to approve the minutes from the last meeting on November 10th, 2022?
I really appreciated those minutes. So therefore, I approve wholeheartedly.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
They're second nature to me. I've been doing it so long.
Yes.
Reports of officers and directors. Number five.
Well, I'll quickly say that before you got here, I explained the situation with filling the potholes and the reason that we did it out of our own pockets, is because of the situation at both banks when we couldn't get the account open, or the signatures changed. So therefore, we can't pay for it out of the homeowners association, we pay for it out of our own pocket.
Yeah. We're still pursuing this.
You and I have to go back to the bank when these two forms are filled out.
Oh.
I didn't receive this email, so I reforwarded my email to David so that I could get that again.
Okay, I'm just following his directive, okay? His lunch is on him.
Yeah, I understand. At least gas is cheaper now.
Yeah.
Oh, we went in his car.
I will add that there was an email sent to the association from a member, which was forwarded to Richard, and I told him that there was really no action for him to take on it either, other than to let him know that the board will consider it at their board meeting. But I think the email is enclosed with your packets there. And if you didn't get one,
I'm right here.
Oh.
Is that the one you forwarded?
Is that one?
I think it got forwarded to everybody.
Yeah.
It's just the complaining about the property owners on lot 105 camping there, and that allowed, and that it's in our CCRs that no camping or campfires are allowed, and that is not correct. They are nowhere in the CCRs.
Yep, absolutely.
Excuse me, about campfires? You allowed to have campfires?
Well, no, that's up to Kern County. That's not up to us.
Yeah.
That's not under our purview.
And we don't want people having fires.
Well, no, you're allowed to have a burn permit back here.
Sure.
Oh, was it permitted?
And you can actually...
have it permitted, but that's a 10 by 10 by 14 foot tall.
So that's a burn out.
A burn.
Get the dirt and weeds out and stuff.
Yeah.
And unless I'm mistaken, you can actually have a campfire, too. It just has to be contained.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be in a metal container, so what you use, you know, most people used to use a wash machine, you know, tub.
But, yeah, I mean, and it's a homeowner complaining about another person on a property that we don't even know if that's a homeowner or not.
Yeah.
People buy properties here all the time.
Is that the one being the pastor in Sunview?
It's on Appaloosa. But again, unless it has something to do with the roads, it's not under the association's purview. So unless they're having a campfire in the middle of the road or setting up a tent in the road,
just go around.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
So, and that's basically what you know. I don't. And she knows that.
Yeah.
She knows that. I think she's just hoping that you don't know that and you'll try and do something.
Yeah, I just noticed the name Joan Turner.
Yeah.
So I know that she knows.
But anyway, I wanted to point that out, that was in there. I don't know if there's any action you want to take or if you just want to...
Well, I mean, unless it has to do with the road, I'm not going to say anything.
Or if you want to have somebody send her an email back that it is not in our CCNRs and that we have no authority. Well,
yeah.
She did.
I mean, she could call them. I mean, she's been calling every appropriate authority.
And she did.
They don't respond, so.
Right. Well, because
I'm not a police officer.
Because they're not going to do anything about it either, because there's nothing illegal about it.
Nope.
Chances are.
Yeah.
Maybe we could light a bonfire with our email.
That's okay. All right. Let me go over some reports, so. We'll sign the bank statements, as David said. We need to sign and send the Secretary of State once we pay the HOA manager.
So
there's kind of an order of operations.
It's back to the banking again. We have to get the banking done urgently.
And they also emailed us about properties with unpaid dues, but they really haven't discussed anything further because the payments, and I think that's what they're waiting for. Basically, Richard Sr. is kind of stepping down from our management, and Richard Jr. is taking over. So, because I guess COVID, they were working from home, and now he's kind of expanding his company a little bit more with other HOAs. And so,
have you met this guy?
I have not. He just sent an email the last week stating so.
Is he junior or old senior?
His son.
His son was taking over.
I'm assuming he just goes by Richard. But
they are both Richard.
Yeah, he just called him Junior to kind of delineate. Hey, it is my son.
His son actually had a separate company because his son did helped with our election, the last election. Because you have to have, you can't have this, anybody that's under any contract with the HOA cannot do the election.
Third
party. It has to be a separate contract with a separate company. But because they had two separate companies, Senior put everything together for the election. His son was the one that oversaw the election.
Gotcha.
Because they had two separate entities.
Well, that probably goes into the next thing. Once we pay them, we probably got to start getting the election stuff.
That's coming up.
Ball and rolling, and that's what he's probably going to tell us, is people have unpaid dues. Do we want to take action?
Yeah, because you have a certain time frame to file liens against their property.
So it comes up in March. March or April, whatever yeah. county does.
No, it's different than the tax sale.
Okay.
We have to put liens on them, but there's a time frame where the lien has to be filed, and then once the lien is so old or gets to a certain dollar amount, then you can foreclose on the lien, but it's a major ordeal.
Yeah, so, well, but, I kind of told him we had a meeting today, but I'm assuming he's going to respond to the payment, yeah. So I'll just keep giving him the next meetings until...
So everybody knows when the dues are to be paid?
But how...
Everybody got billed.
I can speak to him personally, or do I need that board together to speak to him?
No, you are, as president, you are the day-to-day operations of the association.
Okay, so... I may speak to him during the week if he's not available on a Saturday or whatever.
Yeah. I'm not sure why I only got one bill. I should be getting three.
You should be billed for all three of your bills.
Then you may not, they may have gotten lost in the mail, or he may have screwed something up on the mailing list.
Yeah. Just give him a call. Give him a call and he's responsive.
Who is this guy? This is Richard?
Richard Monson. Yeah. And on his information's on your bill.
I'll pay him.
His information is on your bill.
Randy, is he individually sending them out now instead of putting... Oh, okay.
I don't know.
He used to send them out and they listed your property. So if you had three, they listed your amount.
Yeah.
But I think they're sending them out individually now.
Per law.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's probably the way it should be, honestly.
Yeah.
When we get down to it, I've got some...
It's not on bill.
It's on my bill. It's on my bill.
Yeah, further down in the agenda here, I'll go over how you can make some of these payments that you need to make. I've got you a workaround.
Well, I'm seeing if there's a bill attached with his name.
Probably is. I think I've got it in here. But I may not have. I may have missed that one, but
I've seen it before on the past one, so I...
No, it looks like I missed it.
It's all right. All right. So, any more reports? Me and David Poe, Roger, you got anything? All right, number six. Discussion and possible action appointing members to fill vacancies on the board. Anybody?
And I see you have a line of volunteers here.
Yeah.
All right, so there is...
Another behind me?
I don't see anybody.
You messing with me. Let me get a cup of coffee,
man. Yes. Number seven. I caught myself. Seven, discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures, and I think that falls right back to us having to sign the paperwork that we need to go to the banks.
Yeah. And I did give you the copies of the latest bank statements that I have, which is Union Bank, credit card account, and the Wells Fargo checking account, and the last.
Should I read those?
Just you don't need to.
Okay.
There's a slightly older Union Bank from last month. So that statement. Hopefully, the Union Bank statements they should be showing up any day now.
All right. So I guess what I will say to that is there is money in the account.
Just to give you an idea, you've got about $40,000.
Yep. So roughly, your HOA payments are not being spent ruthlessly. They are just sitting there waiting to gain enough funds to actually do work, because materials cost money and labor costs money.
And we haven't received the financial report, and again, probably because he would like to get payment. I will say that I did get a statement from Roseman Law, an email from Roseman Law, because we had an overdue bill that got missed back when the board resigned. And I'd forgotten about that one, and it was in my emails, so I went back and found it, and we have not paid it. So I put that on the association's credit card, so that is paid. Because Roseman Law is the law firm that we have on retainer.
Okay.
And that was $84. Our property taxes are due Monday. They can be paid online by check or credit card. Credit card, they charge about 2.5% credit card fee, but considering the total amount is very little, the fee is going to be very little. So if you wish, if the board desires, I can pay those for you with the association's credit card, or I can also do them by electronic check. Because I do have our routing and account number, so we could do them by electronic check, and you don't incur that fee, and it comes right out of the checking account.
All right, I take a motion for Randy to pay for that with the check, so that we don't get that extra fee.
I second.
Right. Thank you.
At this point, can I put on record that I think it might be a good idea that we change banks after all this fuss and just have a bank in Tehachapi itself?
One thing to consider, the reason we went to Wells Fargo was because that was convenient for Mr. Monson, and he's the one that receives most of our checks.
Gotcha.
What you need is the electronic access, and you do have electronic access to Wells Fargo. So we can use Wells Fargo bill pay, we can use all those kind of things so that you can do whatever you need to do with those.
Once we get the stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't receive too many checks. Most checks that we get, you want to forward to Mr. Monson to deposit anyway.
Yeah.
And so that way you don't have to go to the bank. The only thing we have to go to the bank for is these stupid signature cards.
And once we get a card,
then you're good until the board changes again.
Gotcha.
Let's see. And then the next thing I have is, if you'd like to pay Mr. Monson, we could do that through the Wells Fargo bill pay, and they will send him a check, and that way he's taken care of. Now, I know the question came up at the last board meeting about our contract with him. We started his services 2/1/21, and we paid $2,500 then for 6 months, so that ran through 8/1. On 9/20/21, we paid again for 8/1 through 2/1/22. Then on 3/21/22, we paid for 2/1/22 to 8/1/22. So we currently owe him $2,500 for August of 22 through February of 23. So that once we pay the $2,500, then his services will be through February, and which works out well if you want to entertain getting other bids. That gives you time to get him, he's still on board, but you know when he's going to not be on board, so you know what your deadline is to accept somebody else's bid and change things over.
So we're retaining this guy?
We got to pay him at least $2,500 to get us through February.
Yeah, and that's...
But he sends out the
billing, right. That's all that kind of stuff. And he'll do the filing.
I think that was Richard.
That is Richard.
So Jim now is doing it.
Well,
it's his company.
Let's just say Richards.
California Association of Homeowners Associations.
Is the name.
That's the name of his company.
You got that?
Yeah.
California Association of Homeowners Associations. That's the company that we have that does our financial management, I guess you'd call it. Or administrative management.
And he's been doing it for us for how long?
Since February of 21.
Who did it before that?
We did that in-house, which is why it was hard to get board members. It was even harder to get board members because all this work had to be done. That's why we tried to change this to have an outside company do it so the board members didn't have to do the physical work.
Thank God for that. I like that. Good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yes, great idea.
Why don't we get the lawyers to fill the potholes as well?
Hey, they're going to talk to me. They're going to send them to the chain gang.
Well, and that's right. So when we get to manage or to maintenance, we'll talk about that.
I'll make a motion to have Randy also pay up until that 2/1/23
by that time we should have the banking's off of that.
And then we should have talked to him to see what changes or what he's actually going
to
tell us.
You may very well want to set up a meeting with him and actually go down to his office and talk to him and find out what, you know, how best to interface with him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I can do that.
It's down in Laverne, so it's a drive. But it's right. But it is nice to meet him face to face and
right,
you know.
I can do it.
Okay.
And he will
invite him into the council.
Yes, so Wade can take care of your life.
It would probably cost you a little bit more, but he will come up and attend board meetings if that's what you want. He'll do as much or as little as you want.
All right.
And his background is...
maybe we get him to come up we pay just to have him come up every 6 months, so
yeah, his,
he can see.
His background is government administration. He was a city manager.
Okay.
So he knows a lot about how to manage this stuff.
Awesome. So by February, we'll have to make a decision whether we pay another $2,500 to the HOA or
right.
Choose another company or...
And that'll be the next meeting, I guess, right?
Delegate the task.
February.
Delegate the task to Roger.
Okay, so Michael made a motion. Did anybody second it?
No!
Second it.
Yes.
All right. We've got a second on that.
Okay.
So that we're going to have the... property taxes and the HOA.
I will take care of your property taxes, and I'll schedule the bill pay and get everybody taken care of so you're current on everything again.
Okay, so it's on the agenda that we're
doing this.
Like, do we want to go a little bit farther?
See, since I'm no longer on the board, that's why we needed to put it on here and let you guys vote to tell me to do it.
Would it make sense to go a little further and get another month or whatever?
We'll just have to go.
He would probably do you on a monthly basis if you really wanted to.
We'll do it a six month thing, right?
He normally does it on an annual basis. We set it up at 6 months originally because we wanted to try it out first. We didn't know if we were going to stick with it or not.
Okay, that makes sense.
But normally he does it on an annual basis.
Okay. And you can tell with this guy's work.
He does good work, yeah. It's just the problem is interfacing with him and getting used to what you want him to do, what you want to do, you know.
Sounds like president job to me.
Yeah, I'll talk.
Take it back, and then you have to send out the
Wait a second, I'm not a secretarial type, okay? You know, I had a secretary for 35 years, and she hated me. Okay.
Should have given us some work to do.
It was those $200 bottles of shit.
Yeah. That's all I've got under the finances.
Okay, number 7. Number 8, discussion and possible action of approving the newsletter. I think it's typed up here.
Yeah, I gave everybody a copy of it, too.
I think it had number 8 on the right hand.
Because I never did get anything back, whether you guys wanted me to send it out or not, so it's still pending.
Yeah.
Yes, send it out.
Send it out.
Or if you want any edits or anything.
Today.
What I can do is I'll let Richard know that he's getting paid, and I'll send him an electronic copy, and then he can mail it.
Yeah.
Since that's part of his service. This is the things that he'll do for you.
Yeah. And maybe just change the date to the January, I don't know.
Is that what I was supposed to do?
No. This was in the newsletter, just because we...
Okay.
We can
I have it as a phone, okay? I don't have a computer or print or anything involved.
We can update it to December.
I got you one. HOAs, I'll give it to you.
Put me up through the holes, okay?
You said January 6th?
I'll change it to December. I'll send it to the middle of I'll change it to somewhere in the middle of December so that gives him time to get it out.
The date for the next meeting.
I missed that one. Thank you. Yes, okay, I'll put that for your January meeting.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Will you be here?
Possibly. I can't guarantee that one.
Okay.
So that would be January 14th. I may be on the road at that point, but I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, so... with that, I'll make the motion to approve the newsletter with the date changes that Randy is going to be.
Oh, second. That was easy for me.
We'll get to the next one. Discussion and possible action to review RFPs for performance of a reserve study to make a selection. That falls back onto the banking statement. We can't make a payment.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We did make a choice, though, as the last one we were going to. You made the choice.
Right. And if you wanted to, I mean, you could enter into an agreement, because we could always send them a check once they're ready, or once they bill us, we could send them a check through the Wells Fargo bill pay. So you do have that option.
I make a motion.
I think you already did.
We already made it. So I'll make
you already did. All you have to do actually would be to sign the agreement with them and send it to them and tell them to bill us. Once we receive the bill, we can pay them.
Okay, so I'll...
Yeah, I don't have that.
I'll call and get the actual quote under our association name. Because I don't think that was done. It was more just informational purposes. And then once I get that, enter into an agreement.
Then we can put it on an agenda so that actually you don't... What you could do right here is authorize payment once the invoice is received. That would be a good thing to do now so you don't have to wait till the next meeting. Once you get it, we can pay it.
And I'll make a motion to authorize payment for that RFP study, the reserve study.
I'll second that.
All right. And then the next thing is a possible discussion and possible action to request RFPs for management services, which we had just talked about the HOA management services. Yeah. So I'm also going
to
be...
Again, you may want to sit down with Richard and see how that works out to begin with. You know, see how you guys like him and stuff anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he could be a fit with his experience. Possible action to purchase insurance coverage for the motor grader.
I did get a couple of emails back from our insurance company asking for more information, which I provided, but they're still waiting on a quote from the insurance carrier.
Awesome. Okay.
Should we just to go back a touch?
Go ahead.
Should we let Marcy know about these reserve studies, because she was the one that brought them in?
She was at the last meeting when it was discussed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she knows that you'd already made the decision.
Yeah, but I mean, we just made another decision that we're going
to... Just to pay for it.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Now, she's also the one that suggested you get RFPs for management services, and I have a feeling that she is probably requesting some for you. So after you do have a chance to talk to Richard, you'll probably have those to discuss, you know, maybe by the next meeting.
All right.
And you've got some breathing room because you'll have Richard until February anyway.
Yeah. And this is to pay insurance on the combined?
No, we went backwards.
Yeah, I just thought that we shouldn't go ahead without mentioning Marcy, because she was the one who brought in these
people. Yes, to do the study.
Yeah.
Another thing I'll mention to you about Richard, too, is you might look at his website. There's a lot of information. In fact, there's a lot of information for you guys on how to run the association available on his website. There's templates. There's all kinds of stuff on his website.
Dick Jr. and Dick Sr. Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember the URL for his website, but I'm sure I can find it.
I'm just a little confused on the insurance for the combiner. I'm sorry.
For the motor grader.
They haven't got back to us with a quote.
Oh.
What? But I'm not sure.
Just in case.
What kind of insurance are we buying, first of all?
Yeah, I mean, just in case you freaking swipe a car.
We're trying to find out whether or not our general liability coverage covers liability for operating it, or if we need a owned auto policy, which is what I suspect. We need an owned auto policy to cover us, to cover that liability. Then we also have the option of, like, comprehensive insurance on the grader. If it were to catch fire and burn to the ground, you'd have insurance to pay for it. Things like that.
But that's the problem, is we don't have title to it.
There is no title on a grader.
Right.
No. There's no title on it.
Oh, we don't even do maintenance on it. Well, you know, we're insuring something we don't even do maintenance on.
Well, I think what Marcy was...
Well, as long as you have to use the damn thing, I thought we're supposed to do maintenance on three of them. Maybe it won't even start.
It starts fine. Starts, it runs, it drives. Somebody.
It's a tractor, right?
It's a big grader, motor grader. It's big.
Go up Paintway. It's up
on
the Paintway.
Go take a look at your grader.
All right, I'm Paintway. I'm on my way.
I did.
It's on the other side.
Left-hand side. Yeah.
Somebody tried to steal the fuel out of it, but it doesn't look like they got very far. Because I did find the fuel cap had been removed.
Somebody messed with our combiner?
Do you have a cap on it?
Yeah. I didn't bother to lock it because I didn't have a lock with me, and they cut the other one, so it didn't matter. Yeah. They're going to cut the lock again anyway, so that makes sense.
I haven't seen anybody up there, but then...
It only has about a quarter tank of fuel, so it'd be fairly hard to siphon fuel out of it anyway.
Uphill, yeah.
Yeah.
The electric pump.
Yeah, and you got to have to get a long ways down into that tank to get to the fuel. So, that's
so how would I start it? I can start it up right now.
If you have the key, yeah.
Good. That's what I told you.
And if you can figure out how to start it.
Over those.
I'd love that.
So who has the key?
I have.
Off and holes.
Okay.
And anybody else that has a New Holland key has a key to it.
I don't have a driver. Oh, it's trash.
They're all those. Yeah.
One key fits them all, huh?
Yeah. Just like Caterpillar, just like John Deere, you know, there's one key fits everything. Yeah.
Everybody knows to run with bundles.
But if somebody wants to learn how to operate it, I'll be happy to show you what little I know about it.
David, right there.
What?
Learn how to use the big tractor.
Main thing with them is to get somewhere where there's nobody around so that you can play with it and just practice. That's how I did it.
He's good at that.
We don't have any information in our minutes or anything or up on here that tell us how to get a hold of you people. Like, we're sitting up there with the grader, and if we see somebody messing around with it, we need to get a hold of one of you.
Well, now I have my email. I have the email set up to my phone. Before I was actually having trouble with the IONOS, the mail service. So now I actually get the emails, you know, right on my phone, and as long as we have service.
Yeah. If the board wishes, we have a phone number for the HOA. We have a phone number for the HOA. I can set that phone up to where press 1 for the president, and it will transfer to your cell phone without you giving the number out.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can actually set the app up on your phone, too. They have an app that works over the internet for it. You can actually use your cell phone with the app and dial out from our phone number, so when it rings on their end, it shows the HOA phone number.
Okay.
Yeah, with that. Their app. I can show you guys how to set that all up.
Okay.
But that's why we went with that phone service. The other thing it does, if somebody calls now and leaves a message for the president, it will send an email to the president saying there's a message. The phone number?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's at the top of everything. It's 8254-MVA.
Okay.
Good.
I didn't know it was
different.
8254-MVA.
Oh, shit.
8254 Mountain Valley Association. You own that phone number, by the way.
Good job with
okay. All right, so
that was a $10 phone number I gave you. Bought and paid for, so it doesn't ever have to be changed.
Okay, cool. Gotta get you a drill in a way.
Yeah. Not a grader that you
get. Yeah, you want a grader that you can take?
It'd be a long drive to get a grader.
How about some training?
Discussion of possible action. We talked about this last time of approving a rental agreement for use of members' tractor for road
running. Right, I forgot to take it off.
That's 12.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
13, discussion of possible action. Determining, based on opinion of council, roads the association are responsible for to maintain other roads, ingress and egress. That would be talking to Richard, right?
Yeah.
No. This is with Roseman Law. And I did, the board asked me to contact him, which I did. I sent an email to Sean, who normally handles our stuff. And as usual, I haven't gotten a response yet, so I have to remind him to look into it. So we have not gotten any response from them yet. But what I did do is give you the same information that I sent to him regarding the roads, which is... from our CCRs, the purpose of the association, which is to maintain the roads, all non-dedicated and dedicated but not accepted streets, and all non-dedicated and dedicated but not accepted access roads to such tract. Yeah. And that's what is the problem. Access roads to the tract, not in the tract. So that covers this, and that covers equestrian. Those are the access roads into the tract.
Well,
so, to me it's clear.
Up until then, and I'll make a motion to say, look, we could drop this based on can we access every single road into our track?
Well, it would be, yeah, and they are accessible. So, and that's where the board has to determine how accessible they are and whether or not you need to do maintenance on them or if they're okay. And if they're okay, you don't need to do anything to them.
Right. Well, who has a small car here? Do you have a small car?
I don't have.
But yours is pretty low to the ground. I do, like a normal. Maybe we make it your responsibility to drive around.
Okay.
And if you can't enter in, then we could say.
I'll drive. If I have fun driving.
Because you have a two-wheel drive as well, right?
Right.
And a four-wheel drive.
No, so it's four-wheel drive.
Awesome.
Yeah, I also put in here the...
I'll come with you.
The,
we should all go together and make that decision.
I have all the stuff here from the track map.
We can have a hay ride.
Mine's only two-seater.
Yeah, I've seen his buckets in the back.
I also have all the stuff here from the track map that also explains the what roads belong to the association, along with the maps.
Yeah.
The big thing about the map is, like we discussed at the last meeting, if you look at, it's about the third page here, it shows shows Sand Canyon over on the left-hand side. It says parcel map 32, book 1, page 82, on the left-hand side, left margin.
Oh, man.
It'd be the first map.
Yeah. I got it.
Yes.
Okay. That if you look down at the bottom corner of that map of the you can see the tract map, the portion of Sand Canyon that the association is responsible for. Right there at Sunview. The east half of Sand Canyon, not the whole Sand Canyon, the east half of it is the association's for that little section there that's a few hundred feet. The rest of Sand Canyon is no man's land. And then again, when you look at, I think it's, is it the next map? Yeah, it's the next map. It has, Sand Canyon's in the middle of the tract there. That portion is all the responsibility of the association. The association doesn't own that part of Sand Canyon because it's dedicated, but you're responsible for the maintenance because it's not accepted. But it belongs to Kern County, but they don't accept it, so it's not maintained by them. You have to maintain it. But that's from Spur Court up.
Don't forget Equestrian.
Yeah, Equestrian, similar issue. That's, I think, on the last map. Yep. No? Where the heck is Equestrian? I'm not sure where that is on this map. Let's see.
Bob, wear your glasses.
These maps are hard to read when they're this small.
Yeah.
I usually blow them up bigger. But that paper gets expensive.
Can I just speak real quick? Or as I normally do? A scenario. Say it snows 12 inches tonight. Tomorrow morning, what is the association's responsibility to open the road?
Well, your responsibility is to maintain the roads. You have to decide what that means.
Oh,
I mean, you cannot.
Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes the county clears Sand Canyon, sometimes they don't. It depends on whether or not they have the manpower, the time, and how deep the snow is.
Well, you've been doing it, right?
It might be a day or two before they have time to do it.
Randy might be 3 days later when Randy's got his track around.
Well, the problem for me right now is I could do it with the backhoe. Would be the only way I could do it right now. What I did the last time we had the heavy snows, I chained up my Suburban, but it's torn apart right now. And I chained it up and I just drove all the roads, so I broke a path for everybody.
Now, say the situation.
I don't work under.
Well, you know, see,
we're not going to get that much help.
She's stuck in her house and we don't have the road cleared for her, right? Isn't that a problem?
No, not necessarily.
Like the association, stop it.
The association has never never made a regular practice of clearing the snow.
Okay, it's not our responsibility. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, it could be your responsibility if you got sued, but your defense would be that that's never been something that the association has done.
Well,
everybody here knows that it snows and that you're supposed to be prepared if you need a four-wheel drive.
Common sense tells me that, like, we're supposed to be cleared. If that's snow, I think that's our responsibility.
Well, but can you afford to clear the snow?
No, but what I can do is afford to put up a gate there, and I'll close the road down the Bear Valley.
And that's another thing. You could actually adopt a rule that says that the association is not responsible for snow removal, and that you use the roads with snow at your risk.
I really want to go responsibility. I want to go out of courtesy.
Right.
This is our neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if I get an old lady, she can get out of the damn place. I feel responsible. I personally.
And that's where you have to decide whether you have the money to be able to do snow clearance.
Now let's talk here. We happen to have a member that has the trailer and a nice tractor that's 75 horsepower.
I'll warn you, tractors don't work real well in the snow. They don't work well in the snow.
Yeah, nothing works in the snow.
Even the grader I would not use on the roads that are inclined. About the only road I would use the grader on is Sand Canyon. Anything else is too steep. They don't have enough traction. If they lose traction, you can't stop them until you get to the bottom of the mountain.
So you stop. You are stopped.
Don't train me on that thing.
Yeah, that's snow is slippery.
David, you want to train me?
Snow is slippery. That's why what I used to clear the roads was my Suburban with chains on all four wheels.
I said, God, who did this? This is wonderful. I said, God, I don't think I need you.
But no, if you want to do snow removal, what you need, and you need it anyway, you need a four-wheel drive pickup with a snowplow.
Yeah,
that's what's made for snow removal.
Who's gonna pick up? Maybe you get to the Suburban.
No, I don't. So you get a four-wheel drive pickup. That way,
you saying have the association buy a $10,000 truck, four-wheel drive, a big Toyota,
the thing where you put out the thing in the front.
Put a snow plow on the front, and if you
want to, you don't get an old county.
The other problem, once you plow the snow, now you have ice.
Yeah.
So now you need a sand spreader in the back.
Yeah.
That's why you need a 3/4 or a 1-ton truck.
Do these auctions have that ready?
Very seldom. But they do from time to time, but very seldom. This is California.
We got
to
pay for all that material.
You go back east, you can find them all the time, but they're rusted out. But California, it doesn't snow, so you don't find them here very often.
Oh, okay. But I think that's a good option. I need to pay full price for something that I'm not going to use.
Bill has a heat gun. So, yeah. We'll send Roger out there.
But those are options for you. Things to keep in mind as you're looking for equipment, because if you're going to do the road maintenance, you're going to need a pickup to haul stuff around. You know, instead of beating up one of your
cars.
Members' trucks. Yeah, but I'm just saying. So you need these kind of things anyway. So you want to get a 3/4 or 1-ton truck that's four-wheel drive that you can mount a snowplow on. Then in the future, you can mount a sand spreader. In the meantime, you can put a scoop of sand in it and use a shovel. And you can spread sand on the intersections so people can stop.
I don't think we really need a sand spreader. I think we can do
You'll find out you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the way you say you want to help people, and I think it's admirable. But you can't get off your hill.
Yeah.
You're stuck
unless you come and get me.
Unless I come and get you.
So you want a snowplow for your hill?
No. You can't get up there with a snowplow.
You can't get up there with a snowplow.
Yeah, you can. I got up there. You can get up there with a snowplow. You need a four-wheel drive. You need chains. I'll tell you, you put chains on all four wheels out here, you can go. I went to the top of the mountain where we have our well in that snow, and I mean, it was up there. It was. I was pushing snow over the hood.
Yeah.
And it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but that's what you need to look for eventually.
3/4 time.
We haven't even got signatures on the
exactly
bank accounts yet.
And you spent
the last truck I got for the water district, we paid $3,500 for it. It's a 3/4 ton Chevy four-wheel drive, and I got it on Craigslist. No. And then we made a service truck out of it for the water district.
Is it for sale?
No.
What?
But they're out there. That's what I'm saying. That's what you can look for. Because you can use an old truck because you're not going to put a lot of miles on it.
And then if you're really worried about, you know, people getting stuck in stuff like that, put a winch on it. You can get people out.
There you go.
Have a vehicle so you can at least get them home.
See, I just want to start, you really kind of expand our... Oh, goodness.
Yeah, you just want to look after people. I think that's
yeah, your goodness is you do the roads, then you can have this person that lives off the road. Oh, will you come clear my driveway?
Yep. Yeah. That comes next.
So, yeah. I mean,
or the snow plow piled snow in front of my driveway. You need to come take move it.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, at least you can't please everybody.
For getting out
when the snow plow mirror out there, you leave a 3 foot berm on the side.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I plow it out.
Well, the snow has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it works. But what the association has always been good for, though, is it creates a network. So if there is somebody that has trouble getting out, other somebody else knows about it and can help.
Yeah.
That's the thing the association has been good for.
Oh, and that should be on our phone number.
Well, once we get the numbers switched so that they could press one for the president.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
We're going to put them all at zero numbers. All right, so.
Only once that we have had, that I can remember, that we had a, that one time we had 3 foot of snow. Other than that, we haven't.
Very rare.
Yeah.
No, it's Christmas.
That's, and that's why it's hard to plan for that. You can't have the equipment sitting here. It costs too much to have sitting here for 10 years to use
and
it once.
I got, in those worst case scenarios, I got my Jeep and I got two Jeeps really, and I'll just plow them. I'll do what Randy did. Just have a drag that I can pull, like a old horse mat that follows me and smooths it out. And just,
okay.
Yeah, just driving the roads does it.
We put some on the front of a Jeep, like the
And most people just need to wait a day. Big deal.
Just put
steel
for you.
Just wait a day. Yeah. It's fine. It'll melt.
Yeah.
Well, that's not
finished yet, right?
Yeah.
Let's open, because we'll purchase or modify something we have. I'm trying to be economical here.
Well, action of road repair, street signs, equipment purchase.
Now, the other thing I'll mention under that is I also included in here quotes that were received several years ago that we had for doing asphalt repair and dirt road maintenance.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. Back then, and this was 2019, to coat Sand Canyon here, to cover it and roll it with... let's see, fine grade and roll, 20,000 feet and install base. This would have been for the dirt roads. To grade the dirt roads and put 1,750 tons of base on some of these slopes where the DG is gone was $90,000 back then.
Yeah. So, DG?
Well, they would be putting base because DG, all you're getting now is sand, it's not DG. Right, but it's hard to get good DG that you can pack now. But and I broke it down based on what I was paying for loads of base. It's a, that the that $90,000 is about $50,000 in materials and about $40,000 in grading to do that. And that would have taken care of the dirt roads out here.
Okay, who's that we dealt with?
That was Bowman Asphalt that gave us that quote.
Who?
Bowman Asphalt.
Junior package.
Yeah, I can reach it. Yeah.
And,
well, it's a fact. I can't see too well.
But like I said, that would be to put down base on some of these spots where there where there's no DG yet anymore, and to grade everything, and not just grade it, but to roll it, because you need to pack it back down after you grade it. Now, at that price, though, the association had to supply the water.
So we pay this guy $90,000
because they need water to grade and roll.
Water to put the DG in.
I know a couple.
And they pack it for $90,000.
That was in 2019.
I don't see any evidence of any good DG put on this road.
Well, that wasn't done. This was a quote that we got.
Oh, it was a quote.
We didn't have $90,000.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured so. I said, no.
Well, I put in motion to purchase a piece of property with a well on it. Anyone second that? All I got to do is do it, and I know the person.
Well, that makes sense. That we should have our own water available.
Yeah, and we have the money to purchase the property. And I'm the person that could drop a well, the pump in there, and pull the water out for this type of purpose.
I have that person.
Let me give you a little bit.
All right, that's all.
Let me give you a little bit of history on wells out here, though. Most of the wells are shallow. Once you start drawing from them, they dry up very quickly out here because we haven't gotten rain.
Yeah.
So chances are, unless you get a deep well, it's only going to put water out for a certain period of time, and you're done.
Pump up and down with it.
No, it goes away.
It goes away.
Yeah.
All the well is.
We'll pay Paul Hurd to come out here.
A well is a hole in the ground.
That's all it is. What you're getting is what water seeps in from the dirt around it. Mm-hmm. If there's no rain, there's no water getting into that dirt around it. So once you pull that water that's there out, there's no more to seep in.
Audrey's well, continuous, no problem with anything, man. And
small amounts, because you're just doing a house. When you start pumping more, that's what the problem.
And we won't be pumping that much, because we could set it up on a timer into a big tank, and then we'll start filling it, you know, day by day.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion?
But it's not going to be good until you have water trucks, etc.
You need a piece of property that has either a building or a building you can move on it for all your equipment.
Correct. And so that may be a good viable thing to think about, because you could put a sea container on it, etc. Of course, you also are going to have to deal with the county, because it's not zoned for that. It's residential. So even though it's the HOA, it is in Kern County, so you're going to have to get a conditional use permit for that property in order to put anything other than a house on it.
There's a lot of equipment here on this property.
Right, and you do need a piece of property that you can put, like a sea container to put stuff in, a place to park the grader. So one with a well on it would be a benefit.
I know of a property. Mm-hmm. I'll start looking into that. Roger said I can do it.
That's right.
I can't do anything until I get a car anyway.
My brother's a hydrogeologist. He's got his master's degree. And I told him, hey, I want to punch a hole. And he said, Audrey? He said to me, well, if she's got water there, don't you think you got water here right next door? I said, yeah, I don't know the business, but he's going to punch a well for me.
We also know that there's a
commercial
property in the
Why not?
Because they won't issue a drilling permit out here. You have to get permission from the water district and from the water company to drill a well. And
there's that big commercial property up front next to the shooting range.
Yeah.
That dropped three wells on there.
Yeah.
That everyone in Pine Canyon's here about.
Oh, yep. My friend lost her well.
We could purchase off.
She's up against the county suit state of Central Park 48.
Yeah, except they're probably going to shut those down.
Depending on who purchased them.
Yeah.
So we just need water to goddamn throw on the sand.
It is on.
I have a 125 gallon tank we can put in the back of my van. I'll throw water on some freaking thing, huh? And I will recharge it.
But again,
that
is something for a future board meeting. You do need a piece of property in order to store stuff on.
And
when you investigate it, then you also need to talk to the county about a conditional use permit to see if it's viable.
Did you put that on here about the conditional permit for water?
Yeah, I'll talk to
him. Now, there's also another quote in here from Bowman Asphalt, and this was to put the cold patch on this road, the paved road on Sand Canyon, and that was $91,000 back then.
We'll just give that to you.
Yeah, we'll just give you the $91,000.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to Vegas.
And they also gave us a quote at the same time to put a seal coat on it instead, which we didn't like the idea of a seal coat because we know it doesn't last. And that was $45,000. Let's see. And then there was also a quote in here to finish the paving on Morgan Lane. And that was to pave.
It was finished.
There's a section, I guess, of Morgan, or no, all of Morgan.
All of Morgan.
1,500 feet of pavement, 18 feet wide.
Oh, they're probably just doing the hill going up.
Yeah.
Maybe, that
yeah.
The one right
that
there.
That could be. I don't remember what the quote exactly was for.
Not that hill.
But to pave 1,500 feet, 18 feet wide, was $56,000 back then. Yeah. So that gives you an idea of what the road maintenance costs.
They can request it. That doesn't mean we have to do it.
They bought
that land with a dirt road.
No, I'm just saying
they're stuck with it.
These are quotes for your information, so you know what these things cost. Because we keep going back to that. How much would it cost to do this?
They bought that land.
That's the association's job, is to maintain roads.
But we're maintaining a dirt road.
It costs you more.
Me, that's the way it is.
It costs you more to maintain a dirt road than a paved road.
Yeah, because once
I don't want to pay $51,000 for a goddamn piece of blacktop.
Okay, you're gonna pay $90,000 to grade the roads.
Wait a second.
And every time it rains, you got to do it again.
These figures are too extraordinary for me.
Those are cheap.
I want hundreds of dollars. I'm not talking thousands of dollars.
You're talking millions.
Well, I like to do things.
That's why we're looking at the reserve study, so you'll have an idea of what all this
is.
The reserve study is going to tell you that all this stuff doubled.
Yep, so. And then literally, and it's going to tell you that your assessments need to go up about tenfold.
Who's to say, okay, I want a goddamn paved road.
Eventually, that's the goal.
I don't want one.
That's the goal, but we're not going to increase fees tenfold. We're just going to wait 10 times the amount that we're increasing fees.
Well, and that's why every year.
Because we don't have the money.
That's why every year the board has to decide what maintenance to do and not do. And there's always somebody unhappy because they didn't get what they wanted.
But
that's the annual thing. You just decide what to do.
Hopefully we have a millionaire that moves back here all the way to the back and they want it paved and they just, you know.
And the other thing that you have to do every year, the other thing you have to do every year, because you can't do everything, is you have to notify the members of all the things that are being deferred because there's not enough money to pay for them. That's a legal obligation you have. You have you have to advise. That's the annual annual notice to the members.
That's the HO. That's Richard.
Richard will help you with that.
Okay, but that has to be submitted by them in a document. I just want the word of mouth. If they're requesting something, put it on paper.
Well, that's different. No, the association, your rate study, or your reserve study is going to show you everything you need to do. Then you're going to determine how much money you have to do it, so you determine what's not going to get done. Then you have to notify the members of what deferred maintenance is going to be, what you're not going to be doing because there's not an adequate fund.
And then you raise it.
And then you have to tell the members that this is the assessment that they need to pay to do everything, and then they can vote no, and then you're covered. Because if they don't give you the funds, you can't do the work.
Right.
That's how it works. But you have to notify them. You have to notify them annually. But here's everything that needs done. Here's how much it's going to cost. Yes or no. They say no, then you say here's what's not getting done.
No.
The resident.
Well, David. What? If one person sees, hey, I got this paved road because I harassed the kind of association, I want my paved road paved.
No, that's not
the right. That's not how the roads were paved. The roads were paved.
Well, you're saying that people are asking to have it done.
No. I'm saying that ultimately that's the goal, is to pave the roads because it's cheaper to maintain than dirt roads.
No. I still don't agree with that.
I penciled it out. It's cheaper.
I know. I understand, Randy.
But it's cheaper.
Common sense tells me freeing dirt roads as good as a paved road up here.
Well, put it this way.
I would leave them alone, just maintain them.
As traffic picks up, which it's doing out here, as traffic picks up, that dirt road becomes a bigger liability because then Air Resources Board starts fining you $10,000 a day for the dust.
Right. I'm trying to work on a grant for that, for the paved roads, okay?
I'm just saying, that's why the goal is to pave the roads. And ultimately, if you paved them to county standards, then you could give them to the county and then they take care of them. And then you don't have to do nothing.
But we still don't have the money.
And then you would need the association and all this is over.
You know, if somebody told me, I want a goddamn paved road, you got the money to pay for it, boy? Shit.
They've got plenty of paved roads in Van Nuys. Same thing there.
But even if they ask for it, you can't give it to them. All you can do is what's to the benefit of the most members. You can't give
that is the same no.
You can't give any one member any preference.
Amen. That's me. I'm a good old man.
Like the guy who lives at the top of Smith Mountain.
Who's that?
But that's why I say that the roads that have been paved, it's because there was enough traffic on those to qualify for grants.
Okay, since
that's
I'm the only one that goes up to my place, I can live up there.
I go
off my place many times.
I go up to your place to rescue you.
And the ex-HOA presidents lived at the end of those.
Oh, yes.
Not me. It was the ex.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yes. Number 15, discussion of possible action on some a volunteer repair and maintenance crews, organization duties, and job descriptions. And that's where we got.
Well, that's Roger.
Training.
Yeah.
Sign up.
Well, that's where your president's going to come in, because he can write you all these policies and stuff that you need to have volunteer labor, because they're employees. And
yeah, volunteer president.
You need an employee manual.
And I'm going to talk to Richard about that.
But you need to adopt an employee manual, honestly, before you start doing a lot. I mean, you can do a little bit, but you got to remember the liabilities there. So you need to plagiarize somebody else's employee manual and put your name on it and adopt it. That's how it works. Yeah.
Maybe we have an organization adopt the roads back here for training purposes.
Oh, yeah.
anyway, there's a discussion. Well, heavy equipment training program.
Yeah, you know, that's not actually that bad of an idea if you could find somebody that does heavy equipment training and tell them that you've got roads they could practice on.
And
you might be able to come up with something to where you pay a little bit for equipment.
They pay us.
Then they, you know, but they subsidize it because they're training their people.
Yeah.
I don't know if the union does anything like that, the engineers union or not.
I have an opportunity. I just got to talk to somebody about it, but they're already in progress of developing that.
What, a training?
Yeah, within the next year.
Good. They need one around here. But they need to be a training program for operating engineers. I'm sure that there's a union that has one, but I don't know where they are or what they...
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we'll go over how much is so
cool. And hopefully we get paid for it. Discussion and possible action to continue use of volunteer labor, use of licensed contractors, and that goes into the same thing with the employee manual.
That could even be a use for your grader. Yeah. That could be the piece of equipment that they use to train their operators with.
And you rent it to them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then they cover the liability and they grade your roads.
Kind of cool. I like that.
See, there's all kinds of little things you may be able to fall into.
We appreciate this, Randy. Could you imagine if I'm coming in cold feet? Hell.
Any board members request future items for agenda?
No, because we've dealt with the banking.
And, yeah, we're talking about it. Yeah. So.
The electronic sign that we'd like to talk about.
For your bank?
For my bank?
For the bank. Electronic sign.
Yes.
So Ron is putting on electronic sign
for the solar. There's no power there.
No.
I think communication is the top key.
Well, before you do a
in
whole
business,
lot,
that's what I've always been relied on.
Before you do a whole lot with your sign, you probably need to put it on association property.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Oh, we're going to put an arrow.
In the future meeting, removing those signs because they're not on association property. I had mentioned that to Roger last night.
Nice to move.
If this road ain't our property, this ain't
the other side of the road is.
The other side is, yeah.
So you can put them on the other side.
Oh, that's special people. Oh, that other side with an arrow.
They're talking about the bulletin board?
Yes.
Yeah, the bulletin board and the Mountain Valley Estates. That big.
Yeah.
I'll pull those down. So if I have a I'll make a motion to remove those signs and
I would figure out a place for to put them first.
We don't have to put them anywhere, do we?
You don't have to, but you probably do want signs up to let people know they're in the association, subject to the association rules, etc.
Put them in the middle of our lots that we own.
I think I want access. I want everybody to be able to see this thing.
By the same token, shouldn't they see the signs that you're just talking about pulling down?
Yeah. Why don't we just put arrows on them like we were talking?
Take the signs down.
Well, it's not that. You have them on somebody else's property.
Yeah. Hell with them.
But again, nobody's complained all these years. It's not anything you have to deal with immediately.
Nobody said anything, right?
I'm just saying, before you go spending a bunch for an electronic sign or something, you want to find figure out where you're going to put it so that it's on your property.
So, you want a second?
And that may be a place with power.
See, I'm
going solar.
This one I don't approve of when you're taking down those signs because you're not consulting the other residents.
But how about we put an arrow on them to say Mountain Valley State?
David, you're going to tear down the signs and put up an arrow? Everybody will think it's the Kauai Zoo coming back.
I'm not saying tear down the sign.
There's a good spot for them.
Where is that?
There's a good spot for them just above Sunview. The problem is that property owner will give you hell.
Yeah, oh yeah.
As far as he's concerned, that's his property.
Right.
But it's part of the association road.
Right above Sunview, the end of right where it starts going up?
No, on Sand Canyon.
On the curb.
Oh, on the left side, you're saying. Or the right side.
On the right side going up. Because that's the association's property. The road is.
Colton Lofgren?
But Corbin is really...
Bill Corbin.
Oh, Bill.
He's very protective of that property, so he would have a fit.
He's on the corner?
I make a motion to move those signs onto that piece of property.
You don't want the headache.
No.
I wouldn't do it.
I'll talk to him.
I painted his rocks white one time because we had extra paint and didn't know what to do with it, so we painted it so that coming down Sunday you didn't have that curve and it'd be white rocks, so you wouldn't...
Whose property is it? Is it the HOA's property?
It's in the road. It's HOA.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and make that motion to move those signs to that piece of property that is our Mountain Valley Estates property, not a homeowner's property. And if he would like to discuss that with the HOA, he can show up. And if you guys second it, we'll talk to it before him. Let him know.
I would try and get him as an ally, not as an enemy.
That's what I'm saying. I'll talk to him beforehand. I'm not just going to
do it. Then we shouldn't make a motion.
Right. Should talk to him first.
Well,
and see how he feels about that. It's like they say, you catch more flies with sugar than you do.
You don't want to antagonize the residents.
Okay.
Especially when we're trying to do the goodwill of repairing their roads.
You want allies.
But they're saying just move it
because it's not our property.
No, and which it's okay, though, because it's in the road easement. Exactly. It's in a road easement. So until somebody tells you you have to move it, it's fine. But I just was, my point was, before you spend money to put up a new sign, you know, an electronic sign, before you spend money doing that, you want to either talk to that property owner and get permission, written permission, or you want to put it on association property.
Nobody said anything for what, 40 years?
Exactly, that's why I say it's fine right now.
Leave it be.
Have you guys gone up to that wood sign?
What wood sign?
The wood sign.
The one with the clouds and everything?
Yeah. Have you guys been up to it recently?
No.
So what if a child was standing under it under 70 mile an hour and fell down?
Uh-huh, you got a liability.
Who would get sued?
I was also going to mention, whenever you put anything in a road easement, unless it's built to highway standards and somebody crashes into it and it goes through their windshield, guess who's liable?
Yeah, that thing's stuck together with two nails. You saw that.
Why should we want
to? Oh, it's lovely? Yeah, we're lucky a bear don't go up to it.
Simple. Just ban children.
That's why you have to be careful even putting up street signs.
Yeah.
Because if you're not doing them to highway standards, you're liable if somebody crashes into it.
I think
you're
going too deep.
Yeah.
Well, guys, leave it alone.
These are just things you have to have in the back of your mind, I'm saying.
I know. I understand.
You have to think about liabilities.
Well, you can always put bolts or screws or something to make it more substantial.
Not qualified. I'm a demo driver.
Yeah, you always have to look at risk. You have to do risk assessment on everything anymore.
You're making it stronger, okay? Okay?
You like that sign?
Yes.
You got attachment to that sign?
Well, yeah. It's a reference point for me.
We should paint it too.
No, you leave alone. We're gonna leave this thing alone.
All right. So any more future agenda items now that Roger wants me to leave this alone?
We're gonna look at it, and if it reinforces,
then we'll reinforce.
Boom and bolts. Okay, we can do that. We'll get at that. Really?
All right. New nickname: Boom and bolts.
Just another thing for you guys to think about. When you get on the freeway, You see the signs that they've got there, you know, to Hatchby this way, Bakersfield, you know. Yeah. Look at the bottom of those signs, the posts, and look at the pole that's bored through those posts. And think about why they do that. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of things you need to think about. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do. These are the kind of things to think about when you're talking about your signs out here and stuff. What do they do to mitigate their risk and their liability? Those holes are there so the post will break off down low to the ground. Otherwise, they break off where the bumper hits them on the car, and then the sign comes back into the windshield. When it breaks down by the ground, it folds and the car goes over it. See? These are just things to keep in mind.
Can you put like cones in front of it?
No, I'm just saying.
See, imagine an icy day or something. Like someone slipped off the road. Sure. That sign's high enough.
Hey.
Your windshield would be right
up. That's danger about me.
But since you're responsible for road maintenance, what you want to do is while you're driving and stuff, look at roads and look at how other places maintain them, what they do. Look at how they mount signs. Look at how, you know, where they put barricades. These are things to keep in the back of your mind as you're driving. It helps entertain you anyway, and you'll learn how to do roads here.
So I know the people at Bear Valley, and they'll give us a tour of how they do their roads. So yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, okay.
And
they've been doing road maintenance for some years. Stallion Springs too.
And that's what
I understand. They
charge $1,800 a year.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, because they have snow plows running. Everything that you want.
Yeah, they do.
Everything that you want.
Plus, they pay taxes on top of that.
Yeah, and then the taxes are $3,600 a year.
They pay besides their, you know, the taxes we pay to the county, they pay taxes on top of that to the CSD.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh huh. To get all those amenities.
I'm going to Panama and Hill. Oh,
excuse me. Everything you're describing is 40 miles that way, or 30 miles that way.
But I'm just saying, these are things to keep in your mind when you're driving around. Notice those things.
Because Tatchby created
their own liability. They created a huge liability planting all those trees right next to the road. Boulevard. Yeah. As those trees get bigger, those are a huge liability. Every time somebody crashes into one, they can sue the city for putting them there.
And they can't see the stop sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the dumbest thing they could have done.
I want somebody to knock out down one of those trees. The truck was no trucks, so he's backing up.
Yeah.
One of those trees, I saw it. They're going, hey, yes.
Yeah, that's all right. So those are things to look at when you're driving around.
Okay.
If there's no
I get streetwise, I saw a street sign in my
you just have pretty good muscles. I'm going to have to throw a pin cap at you, man.
All right.
If there's no more member requests for future items, I motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Where's the breakfast?
We have any better animals yet.
Okay, so I never did get my question answered. What if it snows a foot tonight? What are we going to do with it?
We got the heat lamp.
She's a favorite.